The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. We have a quorum present. Representative Baker, have you a chance to review the minutes?
Mr. Chair, I have, and it looks perfect. From April 27th, I move to approve the minutes, Mr. Chair.
Motion made. Any discussion? Comments? Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. On to the calendar of the day. I move the calendar of the day for Thursday, May 4th, 2017. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Members, please note that a 24-hour rule pre-filing period for amendments to these bills is now in place. The 2017 R8 resolution on waivers of dates. I move the adoption of the 2017 R8 resolution on waiver of dates. Mr. McCormick, would you like to describe the resolution, please?
Madam Chair, members, this resolution is done every year. It sets a date. Before the date, if you want to calendar a bill, you have to give notice and calendar it the day before, 5 p.m. the day before. After we waive these rules, the Rules Committee can calendar on the same day, or the fiscal calendar can be adopted with a two-hour notice on the floor.
Any discussion? Representative Hartman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Are we on?
Check one, two, I don't think so.
Oh. I'll bellow.
There you go.
If you could explain then what impact that has on amendments and amendments to the amendments.
Madam Chair.
Mr. McCormick.
Mr. Chair, members, in order to establish a pre-filing period, you have to do a calendaring 2 days in advance. So if these waived rules are used by the majority and they calendar a bill during the same day that they're taking it up, there would be no pre-filing amendment deadline.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions, comments? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. And with that, this committee is adjourned.